and members of the Gewandhaus Quartet on WGMS 103.5. It's getaway day for me, so before the three-day weekend, let's play together while we can. It's the popular home game, Name That Tune. Your chance to test your musical literacy by naming one of the most famous tunes from one of the most famous masterpieces, and this time, it's a tune with which this great composer made his debut as a pianist in Vienna. Ah, well, all right then, impress your friends and family and name this tune. American Treasures of the Library of Congress, an unprecedented rotating exhibition of the rarest and most significant items from the nation's library. A unique sampling of rare books, music manuscripts, maps, photos, drawings, audio selections, and video clips gives visitors a first-hand look at a cross-section of America's memory. Highlights include the contents of Abraham Lincoln's pockets on the night of his assassination, a photograph of the Wright brothers' historic first flight taken at the instant of takeoff, the first surviving book printed in America, even the earliest known baseball card. But that's not all. On the exhibition's audio wand system, hear rehearsal tapes from Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, written for Martha Graham. Read the original score and hear this unreleased two-piano version of the rehearsal tape with Aaron Copland and Leo Smith at the pianos. All from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday at First Street and Independence Avenue Southeast near the Capital South Metro. American Treasures of the Library of Congress. Call 202-707-3834 for information.
Category. A thing. It's a thing.
CD.
I know. How do you solve a problem like Maria? No?
Classical music. Bach. Beethoven. Kind of figured it out.
All proceeds benefit the WGMS 103.5 Performing Arts Fund, supporting the arts in your community.
And did you get it? I mean, did you name that tune? Well, as I say, it was with this tune that Beethoven chose to make his debut in Vienna as a pianist at age 25. A little something of his own that he wrote. He later published it as his second piano concerto, though he wrote it first. Here it is, played by Leon Fleischer and the Cleveland Orchestra under George Sal, the Beethoven second piano concerto on Washington's Classical Station.